Just about everybody who's seen the news recently has seen some of the disturbing events that are taking place in Minnesota. And the state of Minnesota has challenged the Department of Homeland Security's deployment of this very large number of agents into the Minneapolis area and you know elsewhere. That case is one where, on behalf of the state of Wisconsin, my office, as well as a number of other AGs around the country, filed a brief supporting the argument that Minnesota is making. Another thing that we've seen is that the U.S. Attorney General, Pam Bondi, sent a letter to Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota, basically laying out conditions that she wanted to see met to try to, you know, given the circumstances unfolding in Minnesota. And to me, what that shows is that what is going on in Minnesota is fundamentally not about enforcing our immigration laws or even law enforcement generally. It is about having essentially a federal occupying force in one of our sovereign states and trying to bully and intimidate a state and trying to terrorize people in communities in that state. That is fundamentally inconsistent with how our system of government works. And we need to make sure that the courts step in and stop what's happening in Minnesota.